You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We must always be mindful of God's goodness, especially in the midst of challenges. Learn more in week two of Knowing God.
You know, it's a good afternoon. Happy New Year to everyone. This is the second part of our series, Knowing God. Last week, we talked about glory. God's glory, we said na yung glory ni God is forever, talagang amazing. Okay, ganun si God. And His glory actually was manifested in the life of Jesus. So nakita po natin yan last week. Today, we will talk about something else. Alright, we will talk about, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, the King James po ito, that trusted in Him. Sa ESV po ang nakalagay po dyan, blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. That's the verse. And here, what we will be talking about is that, you know, we want to be able to see what David is telling us. Okay, David is actually inviting us to taste and see. You know, to taste and see who He is. Okay, not David, but God. To taste and see the goodness of God. Because he understood that once you taste, okay, first you need to taste God. First you need to experience Him, because once you experience Him, you will know who He is, and you will always have, you know, in your heart something that never changed. Because that's what happened to David. So what David is asking us to do is to actually taste and see that the goodness, that God is good. Now, and you know, the reason why we are doing this series is because we want to make sure that this year will be good for us, okay? In a sense, because we want to make sure that we know God. Because we need to know God more every year. Okay, we need to know God more than last year, all right? So, ito po, let me just share this with you. Okay, the quality of your relationship with someone is dictated by your knowledge of the person's qualities, no? And that's why we need to know God. We need to know the qualities of God. We need to know and we need to understand how God, who God is and how He works. And as we understand who He is, we will be able to love Him more and we will be able to serve Him more. Because, if we don't know Him, we will not be able to love Him. We will not be able to serve Him. So, since fasting na po bukas, again, you know, I'm sure some of you are already missing some of the food that you are thinking of, di ba? Yung food na gustong-gusto mo. Imagine, hindi ka pa nga nagpa-fast, nagugutom ka na. Di ba? Imagine mo, 5 days yan, 5 days, magpa-fast tayo. And the reason, not so that we can twist the arm of God, but so that we could consecrate ourselves, and then we could learn to know God more, and so that we would know who He is. Okay? Pero madalas po, ngayon pa lang po, naiisip nyo na at nami-miss nyo na po yung mga masasarap na kinain nyo last year. No? So, naisip nyo na lahat naamoy nyo na ngayon, no? Naamoy nyo yung luto kahapon, lalo-lalo na yung paborito din yung kinain, kung ano man yung kinain nyo last Christmas, and New Year, nung Noche Buena, saka yung Medianoche. So, maaling ngayon pa lang po, pinag-uusapan pa lang natin yung fasting, naamoy nyo na yung kinain nyo last time. Di ba? Tapos, ang amazing, when you're fasting, everything that you don't even think about na masarap, sumasarap. Di ba? Ultimo, lahat ng kahit na hindi, yung lahat na hindi mo type dati, ngayon ang sarap. Di ba? And, you know, you crave for these things. Di ba? You crave for something good. Now, I have 2 daughters, okay? One of my daughters, ang paborit, minsan madalas nag-crave to for cheesecake. Okay, minsan sabihin niya, Dad, kahit na dyan lang tayo sa McDo. Kahit na McDo na lang na cheesecake, okay na. No? And then once we give in to the cravings, you know, our daughter will be very happy and she will love us. Di ba? Ganun naman talaga tayo. Di ba? Baga nabibigay yung gusto mo, talagang you want to reciprocate that action by loving them. And yung isa ko namang anak, pagka nagkikrave, hindi cheesecake. Local. Puto bumbong. Okay? Hindi puto bumbong kahit saan lang. No? Marami po niyan sa Marikina, pero meron pong particular na puto bumbong na kinahanap ng anak ko kay Nanay Florings. Pero yan lang po yung paborito niyang puto bumbong, and then she would crave for that and she would ask for it. And then when she asks for it and then she gets it, she's happy. And then I'm sure, kayo din po may kinikrave kayo ngayon. Di ba? Ano po yung pagkain na nasa isip niyo ngayon? Okay? Ako po, ito pong kinikrave ko. Sarap niyan, di ba? Leche flan. Di ba? Tapos yung leche, yung ganyan, na talagang yung lalo na susunugin mo ng gusto yung sugar. Di ba? Yung medyo mapait. Diba? Tapos ang gagamitin mong milk, Milkmaid. No?
Talaga ang sarap niya. Talaga nga, isang anak ko naman, ito nga yung kinikrave niya madalas, no? Di ba? Ang sarap niya. Di ba? Pag ngayon, mag-iisip ka ng pastor naman, magpa-fast na tayo bukas. Di ba? Yan ang pinakikita mo. Di ba? Kaya talaga yung fasting, talaga na sumasarap. Di ba? Everything, kahit na yung ano, kahit na minsan, ito, di ba? Okay lang kayo, ha? How about this one? Ayan, sardinas po yan. Sardinas na nasa lata. Di ba? Pati sardinas, sumasarap. Di ba? Pati yung ano, pati yung fish fillet, El Nino style. Alam niyo po ba yon? Tuyo. Di ba? Pati tuyo, sumasarap. Lahat na lang sumasarap. Because you crave for something. Di ba? But, kidding aside, but that's exactly, you know, the cravings that we have. That's exactly what David is inviting us to do. He's asking us to crave for the goodness of God. Amen. To crave and to taste and see that God is good. Amen? Amen. Pag inisip po ninyo yan, ito po yung, kasi po ang inaaral po natin in the next 4 weeks and last week is really the attributes of God. Ano po ba yung attributes of God? Attributes are the characteristics that describe who God is. And you can actually describe it in 2 ways, okay? God's greatness leads us to fear Him and revere Him. Kagaya po ng pinag-usapan natin last week, when we talked about the glory of God, when we talked about the beauty of the of creation, di ba? Pagka tinitingnan mo yung creation, hindi ka na-stress. Nakakita ka na ba ng tao na tumitingin lang doon sa creation na stress? Wala, di ba? Because you know why you don't get stressed out when you look at the creation of God? Because that's the beauty of God. That's God's glory. You're seeing the beauty of God and you just relax. And also, another attribute of God is God's goodness, which leads us to love and trust Him. Because the more you know, the more you understand that God is good, you will love Him even more. Now, let's just define goodness. Ano ba yung goodness? Itong attributes na to. Goodness. God's goodness. God's goodness, or the goodness of God, means that God is the final standard of good. Minsan po kasi iba yung standard ng tao at iba yung standard ng iba kung ano yung good. But what we're talking about here, when we talk about the goodness of God means that God is the final standard of good. And that all that God is, His being, His attributes, and thus is worthy of approval. Ibig pong sabihin, everything that God does is good. So no matter what you are going through today, no matter what prayer request that was not answered last year, no matter how difficult the situation is for you right now, David is inviting you to taste and see that God is good. David is inviting all of us to taste and see that God is good. And that you will be happy. That word blessed means happy. Okay? That you will be happy when you take refuge in God. Some scriptures in the New Testament, James chapter 1 verse 17 says this. Okay? This is what the Bible says. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. That is the God that we serve. The attributes of God, the characteristic of God does not change. He's unchangeable. He's unchanging. He does not change. He was good before, He's good today, and He will be good tomorrow. Amen? Amen? He's always good. Psalm 100 verse 5, for the Lord is good and His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. David wrote the Psalms. And he was saying during their time, God was already good. And He will be good to you today. Romans 8:28, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. Okay, God is good. I mean, that's what he wants us to understand. David is inviting us today to taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us all stand as we read God's word today. We'll be reading from Psalm 34. So Psalm 34, we'll be reading 1 to 10 lang, pero we'll be actually studying the entire Psalms. Psalm 34 says this, reading from ESV, of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, so that he drove him out and he went away. Verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. David is inviting everyone. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Are you afraid today? What are your fears? He will deliver you. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Pray, Lord God, that you will minister to us, that you will show us your heart. Lord, help us taste, help us see that you are good and that you are good all the time. No matter what situation we are facing today, we can declare tonight, this afternoon, that you are good. Holy Spirit of God, may you minister your word to all of us. Bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may now take a seat. God is good all the time. Now, God is good because, you know, when you really look at this, when you look at the story of David, pagka po tinignan po natin yung story nito, that is the reason why I read the first part of Psalm. Hindi po yun yung title ng Psalm, no? It actually tells you the background of what happened to David when he wrote the Psalm. So David was going through some things in his life. You have to understand that David was the guy who defeated Goliath. Okay? People loved him. He married one of the princesses. Okay? One of the princesses, the anak ni Saul, and they got married. But when the people of Israel started loving David more than Saul, Saul became jealous. Right? Became jealous and you know, of David, and he started hunting him. Not only haunting him, but hunting him. He actually started, you know, tried to kill him many times. Okay, he would be sitting around the table, and he will be, you know, when the evil spirit would come upon Saul, he will get his spear and strike David. Buti na nakuha ni David yung training niya kay Keanu Reeves. So pagka tinitira siya ni Saul, bigla lang gumagayan si David. Talagang andupit, di ba? And you know, many times he would do that, and that's what happened to him. He was being hunted for doing nothing wrong except for loving God, except for understanding who God is. Because he understood that God is good. So he was going through some things. He wasn't saying na pag nakay Lord ka, everything will be okay. That everything will be fine. It will be a bed of roses. No, that's not what the psalmist is saying. What the psalmist is saying is that in the midst of all that, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trials, in the midst of afflictions and suffering, you can actually taste and see that the Lord is good. But a question I want to ask you today is, can we still say God is good even if our present realities seem bad? Madaling mag-praise kay God pag everything is okay. Madaling purihin ang Panginoon pag sinagot niya lahat yung panalangin mo. Madaling magpapuri sa Panginoon pag nakakuha ka ng magandang parking pagpunta mo rito kanina. Madaling mag-praise kay God pag nakapasok ka. Di ba? Pero ang hirap mag-praise kay God pag nasarang ka ng pinturon tapos sinasabihan mo yung usher, "Sir, nandun na po yung kasama ko." And nasabihan ka, "Sir, sorry po talaga. Hindi po tayo nagkakaroon ng reservation ng seat." No? I hope you still understand that. Okay? So please, pagka ginanong ka po kayo ng ushers, huwag niyo po silang awayin. Okay? I know mahirap i-praise si God sa ganung panahon, ano? Pero you know, God is still good. Amen. Grabe, parking lang yun. Saka pasok lang sa church, ha? Di ba? Pero ito si David. David was going through something really difficult. I mean, life was not really easy for him. That is why, let's go to the background of this, okay? Of David, Psalm 34 of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech so that he drove him out and he went away. So ano ba nangyari talaga yan? Well, we will see that in 1 Samuel 21. Yan po nangyari yan. Okay? 1 Samuel 21, you can read actually verse 10 all the way to verse 15, but I'm only reading verse 12 and following. Sinasabi niyan, David heard those comments, and he was very afraid of what King Achish, okay, of Gath, might do to him. Nataka muna, akala ko ba Abimelech? Bakit ngayon King Achish? Well, just to give you a background, Abimelech is a title, not a name. Okay? It's like Pharaoh. It's like king. It's a title of someone great. So, ang pangalan po niya, Achish. So, he was afraid. But what was he afraid of? What? Ano yung comment? So that he pretended, can you imagine that? So that he pretended to be insane. Scratching on doors and drooling down his beard. Amazing. David did this. David was so afraid of what will happen to him, okay? And that he pretended to be insane. Now, if you were in his shoes, you probably would do the same. Why? Because King Achish is the king, one of the kings of the Philistines. And Goliath is a Philistine. And when he was meeting these people, you know what he had? Arm that David has, okay? Was the sword of Goliath. Can you imagine? He was holding Goliath's sword and the king of Achish is right in front of him. And then ito yung sinasabi ng mga tao. That's why he was so afraid. The people were singing the song that the Israelites would sing. Saul killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. Saul killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. So he was afraid. He was afraid that he pretended to be insane and he escaped. Now, and that this is what happened, okay? Verse chapter 22. So David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. Soon his brothers and all his other relatives joined him there. Okay, yan ang po nangyari. So he was afraid. He was going through some things. People were not very happy with him, especially Saul. Okay, didn't do anything. And then these people came. Amazing, look at this. Then others began coming, men who were in trouble or in distress or in debt or who were just discontented, until David was the captain of about 400 men. Okay, so he was afraid. People, you know, he was running away from Saul. The Philistines are, you know, almost killed him. Ang dami niyang problema. And then, dinamayan naman siya ng mga tao. Okay? Pero yung mga tao dumamay sa kanya, problemado rin. Okay? In debt, distressed, and discontented. How many of you would want to be David at that point? Di ba? Parang lalong bumigat yung pakaramdam ni David, no? Parang lalong bumigat. And yet, he was able to say, you know, all that background, despite all that, David was able to say, taste and see that the Lord is good. That David was saying that God is good all the time, and all the time, yan, all right, para hindi kayo matulog. And again, David wasn't saying that life will be a bed of roses for him. No, he was going through a lot, okay? He was going through a lot. He was being hunted, and he was brokenhearted. He was, you know, he had many troubles. He was ashamed of what was happening. Okay, so madami siyang pinagdaanan if you read the entire Psalms, right? But David is saying that God is good. He's inviting us to taste and see that the Lord is good. How can we know that He's good? Well, three things. About. We will learn three things on why David said that the Lord is good. Number one, the Lord is good because the Lord hears. The Lord hears. He listens. Verse 4. I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Okay, so David was afraid, and yet God delivered him from all his fears. David sought the Lord, and the Lord answered him. Next verse. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Not just some, but all. Okay? Some, you know, not just some. All his troubles, the Lord delivered him. He answered him. Next verse. The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears toward their cry.
the Lord hears. Verse 17, itong sabi, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Question, what is troubling you this year? What's troubling you this year? Is it sickness? Is it relationship? Is it business? Is it schooling? Is it bullying? What is it? What is troubling you today? God is saying to you, you can cry out to Him because He is good and He will hear your cry. A testimony, just to share with you a testimony. Pat Miranda, one of our volunteers, okay? Pat Miranda said this. She's one of our volunteers in kids ministry. Okay, last year was a tough yet filled with blessing year. I have been praying to be a part of this school. By God's will, the Lord answered my prayer. I was hired being an art teacher and has been working since May 2016. Also, I was praying for financial provision for LET board exam review. God provided. All right, that God is good. For a year, I have been praying to pass LET, okay, licensure examination for teachers as well. I thought everything would go smoothly. However, okay, my faith and trust in God were tested. School concerns and family problems both came together as I was having LET review. The last half of the review period, I stopped attending the review due to stress. I still took the board exam. By God's grace and will, I passed the exam, and I am now a licensed professional teacher. Amen? He answers. He hears. Okay, ang laki ng problema niya. Hindi niya na natapos yung review, and yet the Lord still answered her cry. Now, what are you praying for today? What is troubling you today? David is inviting you. Taste and see that the Lord is good because He hears you when you cry out to Him. Not only does He hear, He also delivers. The Lord delivers. Okay? I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. You see, when the presence of God is with you, all fears will go away. John says, perfect love casts out all kinds of fears. Whatever fear you have, when you are with the Lord, when you seek the Lord, all those fears will pass away. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Okay? What is troubling you? What's troubling you this year? I am sure lahat po tayo may trouble. Okay? Hindi po tayo exempted sa troubles. But the question is, who do we run to when we're in trouble? Where do we cry out to when we're in trouble? Where do we find refuge when we're in trouble? David is saying, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blesses the man who takes refuge in Him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. I mean, that word encamps. God is saying, David was saying that the Lord put a hedge of protection around you. Binabakuran ka ng Panginoon. You know, when you fear Him, the Lord will encamp you. The Lord, and actually other commentators would say that the Lord here, the angel of the Lord here actually represents Christ. It represents the Lord. It's not just an angel. It is God Himself who will encamp you. Babakuran ka ng Panginoon and you will be protected. Verse 17 and 18, it says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all the troubles, and the Lord is near. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Are you brokenhearted today? You can cry out to the Lord. Because David was. He understood that. He was brokenhearted because as soon as he left, his wife was given to another man. He was brokenhearted, crushed in the spirit. Because why? Because the man who was serving, whom he was serving for so long, now wanted to kill him. What is your trouble? Are you brokenhearted? When the righteous cries for help, the Lord answers and delivers. Again, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Okay, we're not exempted. Hindi po tayo exempted sa kahirapan. Hindi po tayo exempted sa trials. Hindi tayo exempted sa persecution. Hindi tayo exempted sa sickness. Okay, we get sick. We get afflicted. We suffer pain. All right, and yet, this is what the Bible is saying. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. So not only the Lord hears, He is good because He hears, He is good because He delivers, and He is good because the Lord provides. The Lord provides. He is good. He provides. Well, we can see that in this text. Okay, verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, for you saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. Have no lack. Why? Because once you have God, you have everything. You take God out of your life, you don't have anything. The Bible is not saying that we will not suffer. You know, that there will be times that you will be in need. David, again, prior to the experience with King Achish, he was in the temple. Okay, he was asking for bread because he didn't have anything to eat. And yet, he's saying, oh, fear the Lord, you saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. Verse 10, young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. You will not lack anything. God will give you what you need. God will give us what we need. But sometimes the problem comes because our definition of good is different from God's definition of good for us. Sometimes what we think is good for us might not even be good for us. That is why God is saying, okay, that's why when you pray, sometimes you know you don't get the prayer, your prayers answered, because that might not be the good for you. That might not be the best for you. God is just sparing you. Now let me give you another testimony. Okay, medyo mahaba lang po ito. Life testimony po ito ni Janine. All right, Janine is one of our scholars. I love this testimony, no? Kasi talagang the Lord answers and the Lord provides. I got saved noong 2009, tapos that time hindi ako nag-aaral. 2009. Since si Kuya Noel, yung ating pong isa po sa pinakamagaling nating worship leader, yung unang nag-college, me and my family decided na pagtapusin muna si Kuya, kasi yun ang pinaka-wise, kasi single parent lang ang mom ko, and we don't get help kay daddy that time. Nang na-save ako, na-realize ko talaga yung power of prayer. Yung leader ko, palagi niyang sinasabi na kaya ni Lord gawin posible lahat ng imposible sa akin. Then Ignite 2011 came. Kasama ko sa upuan si Ma'am Lisa. At nagulat siya. Hindi ako tumayo nung pinapatayo yung mga students. That time po pala, si leader ko lang ang nakakaalam ng situation namin sa bahay. Wala kaming ilaw ng ilang months na. And sobrang hirap ng buhay. Kaya ako, imbis naman mag-aral, nagtatrabaho ako sa mga fast food as a crew. Tapos nagtuturo din para kumita. Okay? Kinausap ako ni Ma'am Lisa noong 2013. This is amazing. Alright? Nakuha ko as real life scholar. After 5 years of praying and believing na makapag-aaral ako, sa wakas, pinagkaloob sa akin ng Panginoon. Ilang beses na ako nag-attempt, sumuko na naman na maniwala, pero sobrang faithful ni Lord. Dati lang 5 years akong hindi nag-aaral. Ngayon, 3 months na lang. 3 months na lang, Janine. 3 months na lang, iniintay ko para makagraduate as Bachelor of Technical Teacher Education, major in English. Turuan mo ako, ha? Kama, palakapanganan si Lord. Di ba? God is good. But, you know, David is saying, taste and see that He is good because He answers your prayers. He will deliver you from all your trouble and He will provide for all your needs. That's why David was able to say, God is good all the time. God is good. So, how do we respond to the goodness of God? How do we respond to God's goodness? Well, three things. Okay. Regardless of our circumstances, knowing that no matter what we go through in life, God will always be good. Amen? So how do we respond? Well, number one, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. No matter what you're facing today, maaring, you know, you've been praying for healing and your healing hasn't come. No, maybe you've been praying that your dad will come home and he hasn't come home yet. Maybe you've been praying for a broken relationship to be restored and it's not restored yet. What you need to do, instead of murmuring and running away from God, you actually seek God. Amen? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, because that's what He said. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. What are your fears today? What are your fears today? Verse 5, those who look to Him are radiant. Come on. Because that's what the Bible says. You know, when the more you look at God, the more you spend time with God, His glory will be upon you, and people will actually see Him in you. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. You know, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are the manifold wisdom of God is living inside you. Ano yung maniwala? Basahin po ninyo. Nasa Bible po yan. Okay, nasa Ephesians yan. That's what Ephesians says. That's what Colossians says. The, you know, the Christ in us, the hope of glory. We will be radiant and we will never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. Again, verse 10. Ulitin natin. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Do you seek God? We're inviting all of you to seek God with us for 5 days. For 5 days. Let's fast. Let's pray. Let's gather together. Let's consecrate ourselves together for 5 days starting tomorrow. Magpray tayo. Let's seek God. Let's seek God because the more we seek Him, okay, He will be found. That's what His word says. You seek me and you will find me. You want to seek God? You want to know God more? You want to love Him more? Seek Him. And then again, taste. As you seek Him, you will taste and see that He is good. It is experiential. It is personal. It is something personal, something that no one can teach you. You have to taste God. You have to taste Him. You have to experience Him. So you seek God so that you will taste and see His goodness. Number two, fear the Lord. What is fear the Lord? Fear the Lord doesn't mean that you have to be afraid of God. No. Fear says this. Okay, itong sabi nun, oh, fear the Lord, you saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. And then the following verse says, explains to us how it is. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Ito po. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. That's fear of God. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You want to know the fear of God? That's the fear of God. The fear of God is to love what God loves and to hate what He hates. This year, you need to live right. You need to love what God loves and hate what He hates. And lastly, the last response that we have is to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Despite all the troubles, despite all the afflictions, despite all the frustrations that David was experiencing when he wrote the Psalms, he was able to say verses 1 to 3. And this is what it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. Hindi nang pagka okay. Kundi at all times. Pagka hindi okay. You will have, you know, David is saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Ngayon, pagka hindi okay ang nangyayari sa buhay mo, praise pa rin ba yung lumalabas sa bibig mo? O, pambihira. Eto na naman tayo. Wala na talagang magbabago. You know? Imbes na praise, baka curse ang lumalabas sa bibig mo. You know, David understood, he tasted, and he saw that God is good. That's why he was able to say, okay, kahit na hinahunting ako, kahit na marami kong problema, I can praise God all the time. Amen? And he says, my soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. You see, what David is saying here is that he is accrediting his salvation from King Achish from God. It wasn't because he was clever that the way he was able to play insane. No, God, even that thought came from God. What he's saying is that it was God who delivered him from that situation. And he's experienced that so many times. My soul makes it boast, not on himself. Okay, minsan po kasi pag okay yung buhay natin, no? Ang pinipraise natin palagi tayo. Ang galing ko. No? Kaya ako ganito, ang galing ko. No. His boast is in the Lord. And that's why let the humble hear and be glad. And then last verse, it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. That's a song. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. You know what David was saying? What David was saying is when you magnify God, you make Him bigger and stronger. than your situation. You know, you focus on who He is. Kasi minsan focus natin problema na nung whatever situation, bad situation you're in right now, don't focus on that, but magnify God in that situation. Magnify His goodness. Know that He is good. Know that He is doing something that you're not seeing. Because He is good all the time. All the time, He is good. You know that song was written by Don Moen. I don't know what year, no? Pero you remember that song? God is good all the time. He put this song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. All the time. Etong maganda ron, yung part na to ang maganda. You know, and then he said in that part, there's that part of the song where he says, Though I may not understand all the plans He has for me, my life is in His hands, and through the eyes of faith, I could clearly see that. Come on, sing it with me. He put this song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good. Through the darkest night, His shine will light. God is good. He's so good. God is good. He's so good all the time. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Come on, give Him praise. David is inviting us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Experience Him. Try God. Whatever situation you're in right now, maybe it's a difficult situation. David is saying, try God. Taste Him. And see that He is good. Maybe it's a financial problem you're facing right now. David is inviting you. Try God. Taste God. Let Him take control of your situation. Magnify Him in that situation. And you will see that He is good. Maybe it's a marriage problem you're having right now. God is saying to you, and David is inviting you today, taste and see that the Lord is good. Whatever situation you're in right now, God is inviting us to taste and see that He is good. I want us to worship together. I want us just to think, you know, because He is good all the time. He hears. He will deliver you. He will provide for you. And let us seek Him today. Let us fear Him today. And let us worship Him today. So why don't you put all your notes away and let's all stand together. Let's worship together. Let's worship the Lord because He is good. Let us taste. Let us see that God is good. And He is good all the time.